Huh? Next, what do you want to do? Huh? What is the first question? Also, I forgot. Question number first, yeah, from the what? Gokchin group. Yeah. Yeah, come to the mic and talk. Yeah. Did you discuss about that? Huh? Okay, now come.
Number one, negativity are purified through the application of the four powers. Is there an order in the application of the four powers? And if yes, what is it? There is an order. And the order is for one to see the point of doing purification. First, one need to understand that due to familiarity with affliction, it's very easy to follow them without knowing and then engage in negative body spirit mind. And this has been the case since the beginning of time. So there is actually an inconceivable amount of negativity karma already created. And since karma don't perish by itself, it's definite to bring about experience. Karma manifests due to familiarity with affliction. And that negative karma, once purified, will bring forth the four experiences and so forth. So it is such a wisdom that one see that this situation is not acceptable and so will seek a solution to it. So this first power is called the power of regret. And because of having a power of regret, then one will arise a sincere wish to seek a solution. Then one will employ the various unmistakable methods to purify negative karma already created. So this is the second power, remedy. So, due to the wisdom that arises from the first power, regret, one will also seek to refrain from creating new negative karma. So this is a power of restraint. And to make the purification complete, it should cover all objects one has created negative karma to, and they are, can be subsumed into two types, in relation to three jewels and in relation to sentient beings. And this is done through taking refuge to three jewels and generating altruistic intention to enlightenment and compassion to sentient beings. So these are four power of foundation. So there is an order.
Anybody have question for that? Everybody agree what he said? Not agree, you ask the question. Yeah.
Vajrasattva doesn't follow this order. Why? Why?
This question for you. That one. You cannot say why. They're asking you why. No?
Or you do 35 Buddhas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Refuge comes at the beginning, right?
No.
Huh?
No. Oh. For me to do 35 Buddhas, right? I think I must see the point why I want to do it. Yeah.
No provision.
For me to do that. Then I will do it happily and sincerely. And first of all, I think, yeah, really have to see the point that why you want to do 35 Buddha position? Why engage in so many chanting? For what? What's the point? I didn't say that. I will explain. What's the thing? What's your question actually? You're saying there's no order, is it? So you're saying that you can engage in purification without knowing why, lah. Just do like that. Huh? Huh? Maybe there isn't an order.
Maybe it is not your order.
No need an order, lah. Okay, all sadhana sari refuge, yeah.
Okay.
All sadhana sari refuge. But is that, doesn't mean that, is that an order in the first place? It must be like that. I mean, it is a practice to go for refuge first, right? But does it mean that if you want to engage in purification, so you must take refuge first and not understanding why you want to do it first?
When do you take refuge then?
Huh? What?
Blur. Be careful.
When take refuge?
Yeah. So according to your order, you take refuge after the end of the practice, right? According to your order.
You look very unhappy.
I think Benny has something to say.
You take refuge, right?
I try to take refuge.
Why you take refuge?
Because I got problem. We are duet, what they call duet. Those are easy. Why don't you take over the mic?
Take. You told yourself.
Yeah.
You see, for me, right, after reading through the transcript, right, I have this thinking that for one, even the Bajasapa practice, 35 Buddhas, it all start with taking refuge. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the power of eradication start there and then. To me, it's like, for me to generate regrets, to realize that I've done something wrong, I'm going to face very bad consequence.
Okay.
First, I have to regenerate my mind of refuge to understand that what Buddha say, is it true or not? Then after I understand what Buddha say, there's a sincere and strong regret will then arise. Then the power of regrets then arise. Then after that, I do the mantra. Then after I do the Bajasapa mantra, I promise to Bajasapa, I'll never do the action again. Then after the purification, during the dedication part, I think there's one part we regenerate a kind of bodhicitta motivation, and then we take refuge again. So in this way, I do see that the order is same as what Lama Tsongkhapa stated in Nam Myoho Chen Mo, I mean in the text. Sorry? One, the order itself, I think what I understand is like when we do purification, the more important thing is that the four opponent powers are generated. Whether it is necessary following a order or not, I'm not too sure. But I think the text, when you explain like this, is because when we generate the, it's trying to explain that the first two power is to eradicate, is to do with karma that has been done before, is to purify. First is to generate regret towards whatever we've done wrong before. Then after that, it's like you have swallowed a poison and you want to apply antidotes to get rid of the poison. So this, the first two is to explain in relation to karma, non-virtue we've done before. Then the last two, the power of restrain from the action, from turning away from the wrongdoing again, and taking bodhicitta, redevelop refuge and bodhicitta. These two is something to do with preventing ourselves from engaging in non-virtue again. So with, in order to explain in this manner, the order is established. As to whether it's necessary in practice, this order has to be such or not, I'm not sure.
But even you want to refuse first, also can. Can.
Huh?
Then don't follow. Can, no problem. You can take refuge first. Yeah. Can.
Okay, sit down. Question number 3. Yeah, Vivian group. Question number 3. Yeah. Come, you have so many people there. Come on, yeah. Can you come or not? You cannot, then you put your hand up. I cannot come, yeah. Okay, come. When she read, listen carefully what she said, yeah? Then so, your question, then you ask after that. Yeah.
So first part is to explain how it is miserable due to impermanence. So my answer is, impermanence here refer to the contaminated body and mind in the nature of impermanence and are changing moment by moment. Because the root cause of the contaminated body and mind changing moment by moment is due to ignorance. Because of that, they are in the nature of suffering. The contaminated body and mind are in the nature of suffering because they are the vessel for the future suffering. That's the first part.
Continue. So second part?
Second part is explain how it is selfless because it is miserable. So the aggregates are in the nature of suffering because their cause is ignorance. Ignorance is the action misapprehending of reality. It is an erroneous mind, a mind that misconstructs the reality. The object conceived of by ignorance does not exist in reality. Things do not exist in the way apprehended by ignorance. Therefore, when it comes to the aggregates, we should not apprehend that as the self or I. Therefore, that means the aggregate is selfless.
Mm. Is your discussion answer or what?
This is my answer.
No, I want your discussion answer.
We have many different views.
Yeah. Can you share your other view? Anybody have good view? Question 4. Yeah, Benny group.
Okay, four.
The question is to give an illustration of a cyclic existence. So the cyclic existence is a
core.
Or different order. What is the view of transcendental collection? Is it the view that sees...
Question four.
Give me illustration.
That one.
Okay. Cyclic existence is is caused by the wrong apprehension that sees the I as existing truly. So because of that, we see I as separated, and there is an attachment arises for those that is good to us and hostility to others, and from that all the afflictions arises. That's a cyclic existence.
You have to listen what he said. The question is, give the illustration of cycling existing. That's the question, Is he giving that or not?
Is it a specific example of cycling existence?
Asking that,
Okay. For myself,
He said himself is cycle existing.
I'm giving an example of, let's say, my daily routine. I see it as a cyclic existence. Every day I wake up and feeling very tired, go to work, not willingly, then generate a lot of anger towards what is not good for me, and attachment to my bed. But at night I become too excited because of all this. I do not want to sleep, and then I end up sleeping late, and the next day I repeat the cycle, become very tired of this. This is my personal cyclic existence within the day.
So, are you saying you are cyclic existence, or your life is cyclic existence? Your lifestyle?
The lifestyle.
Not yourself.
Which is me. Because I see...
Your lifestyle is not you, isn't it?
Okay, true.
Okay. So the question is, yourself is cycle existing or not? Not I suppose to ask. You people should ask that one. What he says, okay? Any question you want to ask him?
I'm giving a very coarse example of my own experience, but the root cause of cycle existence is because I still see this I to exist self sufficient and substantially existence. So that's why I'm still keep revolving here, generating attachment and anger.
So what exactly is an example of cyclic existence?
To take
like a Mercedes Benz is an illustration of a car, for example, right?
To take uncontrolled rebirth in cyclic existence due to karma and afflictions again and again.
Okay, an illustration of that?
Try.
I think earlier in our group, said to the group is that an illustration of the painting that I often see from the Tibetan temple of the three animals the rooster, the snake, and the pig, which represents the pig represents ignorance. Oh, no, already. And the snake represents anger. The other one represents attachment. And you see in the picture, they are biting on each other's tail. They are running forever in circle. And following that, anger and ignorance and attachment, they are forever cycling in the six rhymes in the photo. So, that comes to me as an illustration of how this illustrates us sentient beings who have all this. We are sometimes acts as pig, sometimes we are snake, sometimes
acts all three.
Yeah, we are all three, and then we are forever. You know, that's how we are forever running after all these, like these three animals, and we are forever then in the six rhymes.
Mm.
Okay. No question, right?
An illustration of cyclic existence is the apprehension of true existence.
Sit down. Wait, don't go.
No, no,
sit,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, that is samsara.
Yeah.
Apprehension of true existence.
Yeah, he give that illustration. Okay.
Apprehension, okay. Okay, change. illustration of cyclic existence is the contaminated, appropriated physical and mental.
That is not.
The other one was true origins.
Wait.
No, that is not illustration, that is definition. That is not illustration.
An illustration of cyclic existence is. My body.
So you give first example, second example, yeah? Yeah. You hold two examples there, what he said? You agree with that? You repeat.
Okay, an example of cyclic existence is my contaminated mind.
So his mind and his body is samsara, he's saying that. Okay, you agree with that? Huh? You agree with that? Is samsara, he's keeping that. Is samsara, is in samsara. Yeah. Are you happy with that or not? You're not happy, then ask now. Huh?
Huh? So I'm not here. I'm not talking to you. I'm not here talking to you. Yeah, an illustration. An illustration can be any of these, yeah? An illustration, an example, one example.
So he's saying his body is samsara, his mind is samsara. Okay, he's saying that, yeah. Same. Yeah.
Huh? Is my body experiencing suffering? Yeah. My body came about due to uncontrolled rebirth, yeah? I'm suffering from aging. My body is suffering from aging.
So the cycle of existence means circling, yeah. So something needs to circle. Yeah? What is the thing that circles? Does your body circle? That's for everyone. Does the body circle in cycle of existence?
Okay, and then in that case, momentary disintegration of my body. Momentary disintegration of my body. Because Dhammakati says it is impermanent, it is miserable.
Yeah?
Because it is impermanent, it is miserable.
If you said this doesn't make a difference much.
So momentary disintegration.
So the definition of cyclic existence is that the circling taking rebirth under the power of karma and afflictions, right? Circling, right? Taking on the body and mind, right? Due to the power of karma and afflictions, right? Right? That's what samsara is, right? Yeah, that's the definition, right? So does the body circle? Does the body circle from life to life?
Okay. The most subtle way in their mind.
Well, which is form, right? Aggregate. Yeah.
Most subtle wind that circles uncontrollably in cyclic existence is an illustration of samsara.
Not your big tummy. your big tummy is samsara.
So is ignorance samsara or not? Is ignorance samsara or not? Huh? Is ignorance samsara or not? Huh?
Yeah. You think yes, you shake it like that. You say no, do like that. Yeah. Huh?
Is ignorance samsara or not?
Huh?
Huh? No, don't say cause, result, whatever. Yes or no?
Huh?
Ignorance is samsara or not?
Yes? No? Korwa yinsanani, korwa korchege gyudarwa. Korwa korwa chingedi, marikbe kuninande, korwa korkorwa.
So, you say yes, right? Many say yes, right? Yeah? Good, yeah? Because ignorance is samsara, yeah? But we have to posit the cause for samsara, yeah? So, cause of samsara is ignorance, yeah? Wouldn't it seem that ignorance has to precede samsara? Ignorance acts as a condition, then samsara comes as a result. Isn't it like that?
Huh? It's like that or not?
Is it like that? So is that the case? Is ignorance samsara or not? Huh? Is ignorance samsara or not? Huh? So ignorance doesn't go from life to life.
Okay, the next question 5. Yeah, Cecilia group.
Question 5 is, what is the view of the transitory collection? Our answer was seeing the contaminated aggregates as I or mine, or as self-sufficient, substantially existent. And the second part of the question, is there any difference between the view of the transitory collection and ignorance? We said that within the context of this discussion here, we take ignorance and the view of the transitory collection to be the same thing. This is keeping in mind that we are aware that in the text, it actually mentions that there is another point of view that believes that ignorance and the view of the transitory collection are different, but within this discussion that we're having here, we take it that ignorance and the view of the transitory collection are the same thing. Yeah. This was as far as we got.
Yeah. Anybody have question? Wait there. Yeah.
Yeah. I or mine. Of seeing it as self-substantially, seeing them as self-sufficient, substantially existent. It's one apprehension. The seeing it as I or mine, or as self-sufficient, substantially existent is an elaboration of how you see the I or mine. Yeah. Seeing that there is an I that is self-sufficient, substantially existent, or a mine that is I or mine is together, yeah? The I or mine comes together, and seeing that as self-sufficient, substantially existent, which means it doesn't depend on anything else, it's completely independent in that sense. Because the question is that, is there any difference between the view of the transitory collection and ignorance? So we are taking it that in this instance, we are following the view where ignorance and the view of the transitory collection are taken to be one and the same thing. Correct. Seeing, if we are talking about the higher school, then I would take it as seeing the. But that is the higher school in Dhammakirti, right? According to the text, am I right?
Mine only.
Is it mine only school? Okay. Sorry. So, what you're saying is that what's the object of observation of this view of the transitory collection? Okay, the object of observation of this view of the transitory collection is seeing the aggregates, seeing the person as self-sufficient, substantially existent. Okay. Observing the eye, no?
No,
aggregates or the eye.
There's an object of observation.
What? Okay. The object of observation is these aggregates.
Okay, aggregates. Whose aggregates?
One's own aggregates.
Oh.
Right? No. But in this discussion we are taking them, we are not, I guess we are not
saying
I don't understand his
what
line
you're saying
of argument.
Is now ignorant and
the view of the 23
collection is same. You're taking this position.
Correct, correct.
So you must don't forget that part.
Right.
So they're asking whether they're same. You say yes.
Mm.
Yeah? So now they're asking what the view of the transitory collection, the observation object, you say,
right.
Aggregate.
Mm.
Yeah. Which kind of aggregate? My aggregate.
Okay.
You're saying that, is it?
Yes.
So far.
Yes.
So now they're asking, why, what is the view of ignorance? Object of ignorance. Must be your aggregate or not? So that's a question.
Yeah. Mm. In this context, yes, because we're still, in this case, talking about the selflessness.
I
would think that in this context, we are still talking about the selflessness of persons.
No, but according to the mind only school,
I'm not very
apprehending a self or phenomena is ignorance or not?
Yes, I guess.
Oh, so what is this object of observation?
Phenomena then. If you're talking about,
So it follows that ignorance and the view of the transitory collection cannot be the same.
Cannot be the same. Okay. Yeah, okay. I mean,
the book is also wrong.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just trying to follow what the text is presenting. So, obviously, there are forms to
when
be addressed.
In Tibet, you cannot do that. You must hold your view strongly. You cannot okay what you want, okay.
They're no fun, you know.
You must hold your view strong, you know,
okay.
Like transitory collection. Like. Because you, okay, like there's no pun for debate. Yeah? So debate of pun is must hold your view strong, much as possible.
I think the actual reality of it is that perhaps we didn't look at this question.
What I want you to know is you must know how to debate here, okay? So you say same, so they're pointing, your aim is two are same. So they are pointing, they are not same.
Mm.
So what do you think now? At the end, you're wrong or what?
No.
You must know that. By debating, they debate. So they are pointing, your view is wrong. You accepting that or not?
I'm not accepting that my view...
Okay, well now that's the point. So that means
good,
you still are saying
good,
same.
Good.
I'm not accepting that my view is necessarily wrong, but I do accept that...
You accept?
But I think Ken Rinpoche...
Debate, you cannot be clever like that.
Debate, even if you know that you are wrong, you must put on the front that you're right. It's like that one. Until you run out of all options,
okay.
Then you're like, okay.
I don't have an issue with defending my position, Ken Rinpoche, but I think...
No issue.
I don't have an issue with defending
so
my...
No issue means you're competent with your view, isn't it? You're very competent with your what you're saying, isn't it?
I'm confident that this is the final view because
okay.
When
no,
we were
no,
doing
no, no.
special...
First sit there. You're very competent with your view, isn't it?
Okay. Can I complete a sentence?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
You're competent, isn't it? Or no? What do you think? Your view is better or their view is better? What do you think?
I believe that if this is what the text says, I believe in the correctness of what the text is saying. However, I think that from my own side, I have not I have not analyzed this particular viewpoint sufficiently to rebut what are the issues that Benny has brought up. But I still do believe that this must be the correct view because this is the final view.
They're saying your view is wrong. They're saying that. You see it wrong or not?
I understand.
You see the point?
I do see the point that they're bringing up, Ken Rinpoche,
yes. So
that
means you're wrong. You see your view is wrong, isn't it?
No? I see the line of argument that Benny is bringing up, and I'm not in a position to rebut it because I haven't analyzed this sufficiently. So that is my fault, but I don't think it's the fault of the view itself. Yeah. So there must be elements to this view that I just don't have the capacity now to bring up, to defend this position well. Anyone else who answered this question who can maybe who agree or disagree with Benny? Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody? Come.
Guo Qing, you want to try now?
Hey, Guo Qing, you got to help out here.
Come.
Try lah. Ignorance and the view of the transitory collection, the position that they are the same is 40. I'm not saying it's 40. I'm just saying it looks like 40.
Yeah. Come.
Okay, I don't know what to say. So what position am I supposed to be? Same, is it?
Your position is same or not same?
I got no position.
Huh? No position, then cannot debate it.
Yeah, that. No position, safest.
No. You must always come to debate with attitude, I must win.
Oh, okay. So I take her position, is it? Okay. Same, right? Okay, lah. Same. So, what's the problem?
Same, so what's the problem?
Actually, I'm not really following what was the problem. It's okay. Benny is trying to say that these two are not the same because we are transitory collision. View or transitory collection is this view of I and mine, is it? Which is a person, lah, yourself, lah. Oh, okay. Okay. Forgot my only school. I forgot my only school. View or transcendental collection doesn't have to be our own self, right? Can be other people, right? Self, okay. Self person, okay. What is the object of observation element?
In order for them to be the same,
then it's the same.
They should have the same object observation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, which is I am.
Do they have the same object observation?
So if they are the same, so you will be the self sufficient substantially.
No. The object observation.
Oh, the appropriated aggregates. Yeah? That's what you say. The I am I that views these appropriated aggregates as I am I. So if the ignorance also have the same observe object.
So you're saying same, yeah? So they're saying not same. Yeah.
Why not the same?
Why not same?
So that is the self of person.
Ignorance.
Is that the view of self person also? It is, right?
Anybody want to? Yeah, Tam Jack, come.
Lai. On behalf of LTA.
Okay. What did you say?
What's the question? I think it's the same. Both are the same. Yeah.
Which is the same? Which what and what is the same?
Ignorance and the view of the tricycle collection is the same.
Oh, okay.
So they are taking same position. So. No. So he said person. So then what the next?
Yeah. And the person being for the ignorance, the observed object of this person be a person in another person's control.
No.
Okay, good. No. Yeah, then?
Yeah,
that's the way to debate. Yeah. But you shouldn't forget only part what he's saying. Huh? Your view is same, isn't it? So what he asks you, you must be careful. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Can you repeat the last question?
He didn't say aggregates, no. He said he posited person as the observed object. No.
Oh, person as
the
observed object.
Yeah, he posited that. We don't accept, yeah.
The text says very clearly
for other than the first two, even
the number of kids,
or family members. Following reasoning, I think, my only. Following reasoning.
Okay, then? Yeah. Then you say that part is okay. Still your view is still right, so nothing wrong with that. You must say that, yeah, my view is still correct.
My view is still right.
You got Khao San, huh?
Huh?
Hao Wei Kong, huh? Hao Wei Kong.
Yes, yeah. Don't listen to me, you just answer.
The object of observation is the aggregate. Okay, I accept that.
I
follow the line of reasoning.
Yeah.
I follow the line of reasoning.
You make a small part of mistake. Your view is still strong there.
Yeah.
No.
If
you
take 1 minute, you cannot debate with Mr. Green.
Yeah.
If you observe this, the eye that arose from the aggregate in another person's continuum is substantially existent. Is that an ignorance? Is that a view of the transitive collection of each one?
That is not the view of the transitive collection.
Is that ignorance?
This ignorance.
Must remember what you have viewed, yeah?
Yeah. I know the qualm. I know his qualm, yeah.
But you must remember your view and say what the answer now. Yeah.
When you die, you have to say yes anyway. Is it ignorance?
Yes, it's. That's ignorance. Yeah.
And it follows that ignorance and you are.
Yeah.
If you say same, then you're going to lose. Still, you can fight, yeah? So, so you can say that is not ignorance, okay? Yeah.
That is not ignorance.
Yeah, you can say that, that's true. That is not ignorant, that is because that is not what? I don't know. Yeah, because it's not the pure transitory collection. Yeah, okay. So that's why it is not ignorant. It must be same. No, no, don't believe. That's the way.
This is how you debate, yeah. Words.
Because you're still holding same view.
Yeah.
Yeah? So. Yeah. So next, how are you going to do that? No, no, you still cannot surrender. I mean, there's way to go. It's still more way to go.
Me and Jose.
With me and Jose is same, you know.
Yeah. Huh?
So, yeah, what happened now, next step?
So you say it's not ignorance, it's cause.
It's not ignorance, it's cause, it's not in the continuum or the person.
No, 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 no. You have to say it because it is not the view of the transitory collection.
Oh, okay.
No, no, no. But everybody should follow, no? Everybody you follow, no? How to, okay. How to, you know?
It's not ignorance because it's not the view of transitory collection.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Next. Next.
Yes.
So you say ignorance is in other words you say ignorance is active separation of phenomena.
Active separation of phenomena.
And not mere unknowing.
Yes.
Huh? What? Be careful. You must be careful what you say. You cannot say you to the essence, huh?
And you are going against the root text.
Yeah.
The definition of ignorance.
There's two systems.
That's correct. That's system. Not my system. That's yeah, different
that's
system.
System. Yeah.
My system is same. Yeah, you said that.
Five. No, I'm following Dhammakirti system.
Yeah, my tenets is Dhammakirti tenets. You know, I'm following Dhammakirti. Same as transitory collection.
It follows that apprehending a table as existing as an external object, yeah, is not ignorance.
Yeah, yeah, you have to say. Because you already said same, yeah?
Yeah?
So whatever example they give, you have to say no. Mm? Yeah, yeah.
Yes, no.
Apprehending a table as an external object is not ignorance.
An external object?
As an external object. It's not ignorance. He said no.
You follow not?
Yeah, I know. I follow.
It's not ignorance.
It's not ignorance.
So it follows that it's not an object abandonment of the mind only school.
No, no.
You're wrong. It is an object of abandonment.
It's abandoned. Yeah, you have to say object of abandonment. You have to accept that.
Okay, accept.
Hey, those of you who study BB before, you follow the line of reasoning. The whole point is, from our side, we have to prove that ignorance and the VTC is separate. As long as you can prove that, his premise falls apart, you know.
Yeah, so his view is both are same, exactly same, not different. So they're trying to prove they're different. Yeah? You see how they're going to prove? Or you don't see? How they're going to prove the two are different? So must see the point, you know. But it still haven't separated. It's still the same, yeah?
Observing a table to exist as a separate entity from the mind, this view is not an object of abandonment according to the mind on its own.
Yeah.
It follows that therefore it is not ignorance.
So they're asking, whether this object of abandonment or not, they're asking question. What do you think? What do you have to say?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It follows that it is ignorance.
Must think, yeah? What do you have to say now?
Why?
Great. Okay.
That's because in order of abandonment doesn't mean it is ignorance. It's necessary ignorance. Why is it not ignorance?
Come closer, two of you. Now there's two.
What is a self a phenomenon according to my own school?
Self a phenomenon. Whether there's a external and
apprehending an object to exist as from a separate entity from the mind, isn't it?
Yes.
Right. That is ignorance.
The view
must hold your views too. Yeah. Don't let it go. Yeah. Right or wrong doesn't matter. Until the next 100% you are wrong, you know? Yeah.
What is the self of phenomena as posited in my own school? The self of phenomena, apprehension of the self of phenomena according to my own school is ignorance. Yes or no? The text says yes.
That's what the text says? Which text?
What the Mayoni school text?
No, we are quite lumbering.
To stop now, Mama lagi si mici gelap tu namsong sosok kang lain di kuat tengen dona kau telo juga amar. Tapi yang baik nak jumpa yang sosok ini apa ni matang batu sungguh gitu.
So when you debate or when you discuss, you know, you must not forget the position that you started off with. You know. You cannot change position halfway. It doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong, but you have to hold on to your position until you yourself see that your position can be damaged or is damaged by reason. Yeah. Until then, you know, you have to hold on to your premise. So on the basis of holding, you know, strongly to the position that you started off with, then you know, you shouldn't change easily, you know. Of course, when somebody points out the fault of your position and really points it out, you know, with reason, then when you see, oh, I see, there are all these problems, you know, with my position, then you remember it for life, you know, seriously. You know where you went wrong. You will not forget. Otherwise, you go into a debate or discussion, you know, you don't start out with a strong, I mean, you don't hold on to something strongly. Somebody says something, you change. Somebody says another thing, you change, you know. Then it will not benefit your mind. It doesn't benefit, yeah. So, I mean, this thing about ignorance being the same or different from the view of the transitory collection is not something that can be just decided like that, you know. It takes time, you know. So what we did today is just an example of what we need to do as we move on, you know. So what I see here is that perhaps, you know, you guys are not really holding on to a position, you know. Firmly. You may have a position, yeah. But somebody says something and then, you know, you just give up, or you change, or you walk away, you know.
You just surrender your hand. No, this is not correct.
So in debate, when somebody challenges your position, the person's aim is to destroy your thesis. You have a thesis now, you believe in something, right? The whole point is to challenge that position, you see. And in challenging the position, there are different ways, you know, directly or indirectly, coming from various avenues, you know. That's how, you know, we challenge a position,
yeah.
So, you know, in examining whether the apprehension of a self or person and self or phenomena is the same or not, you know, then, you know, with regards to the person, I mean, you can focus on some other person's aggregates and apprehend that person or to be self-sufficient, substantially existent. Yeah? You can also focus on a vase, isn't it? And apprehend it to exist a self-sufficient, in a self-sufficient way, yeah. So are these ignorance or not? Aren't they ignorance? So this is how we are asking the question, right? Are they ignorance or not? They're not ignorance? So if you think about it, you have to say that all these are ignorance, yeah. So it seems that then, you know, so from this you can see it's not easy to say that ignorance in the view of the transitory collection is the same, you know, because, you know, you see that your position is almost like destroyed instantly, you know.
Okay.
So I think we should have a couple of lessons on how to debate, right? That'll be fun, right? Right? And you have to ask, lah. So again, you know the question about an illustration of samsara? You see, it's not so straightforward, yeah? It's not something that you can. So, for example, is the person a person samsara or not? So, You know, so is the person samsara or not? So if you say yes, then person, what if somebody asks you, but isn't the person the one who circles in samsara? Then what are you going to say? Then it seems like again the person is not samsara, right? So is the person samsara or not? So is the roof, the ceiling, the pillars, are they samsara or not? When we die, our body that's left behind, is that samsara or not? So in order for it to be samsara, does it have to be conjoined with feeling? So is it okay to say that this building, for example, is samsara? What about the statue? So when we think about samsara, sometimes it looks very easy. Yeah? But again, when we come up with various illustrations, you know, asking, you know, we ask ourselves whether is that samsara or not, then it's like kind of like to say that our body is samsara, maybe a little bit easier, yeah? Emotionally less difficult, I would say. I mean, because you know you can feel that this is, you know, it's conjoined with suffering, yeah? Feeling of some pain, isn't it? Yeah. To say that is samsara, maybe, you know, is you know, there's something to think about, yeah. But what about the building? Is it samsara?
What do you think?
Is it samsara or not?
How many people say yes? How many people are not going to say no? Yes.
Is this planet Earth samsara? Is the building samsara or not? Okay, those who say yes, what's the reason that this is samsara? What's the reason that it is samsara? Yes, yeah, please try. Huh? Buddha not here? Buddha not here? Buddha is everywhere.
So now the question is this building is samsara or not? Isn't that the question? Your answer was because I am here. This is your answer, yeah? That's your answer, isn't it? So this building is palace because Buddha is here.
No, going by your reasoning. So basically you're saying wherever sentient beings are, that place is samsara, you're saying that. Basically. No, that's
not your reason. We are saying why this building is samsara, because you say a sentient being is here. You're saying that reason, that's your reason.
Because there are sentient
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, other people can say also. Yeah.
No, no, the some of you who said yes, basically, what's the reason? Huh? Oh, you say that. Then, when Buddha Shakyamuni was alive, he followed that Buddha Samsara. From what you said, that then according to your position, then Shakyamuni Buddha, the emanation body is Samsara. No? Because it's a, because it's an object of apprehension of sentient beings' mind. You Hinayana school or Mahayana school are you? You practice Tantra, right? What was the reason just now somebody said why this is samsara? Because it's what environment you said? Environment of sentient beings. So in the environment of sentient beings, Buddha cannot be inside.
Okay. I think it must be boring now. Yeah. Don't watch it.
No. Okay, we will finish. Yam King. So, the dedication prayers. Gewa nyamba meba yung kome kundu pawa shu toni tawar ma geba nangi yu jing gewa nyamba meba yung kome kundu pawa shu. Whatever. My continue. Jambe bao zinda gemba kundu sambo tea tishin te te da kungi jisu da lo jing gewa di ta tamji rabdu ngok tusun shibe gawa tamji. Moa Kanga Chokdu Nakba Te Dashin Gewe Zawan Dikun Sangbu Jiji Rabdu Moa Kari Ravi Gowe Shingan Su Pendan Dewa Malun Jungwe Ni Jere Sewa Dinzin Gasu Shabe Site Badu Dengu Ji Doni Ningje Sundu Jube Lam Chiji Selze Kanjin Dendru Gun Chana Bemo Dinzin Gasu So this shindun shu tzu changxing changgun gawe den xinggang pewe gunzi dongbu chosun guwe le men tu zhu ba da so du che gun du sha de shu che ge yao bo zong ga chi zu nan ba pe wo lun ge ge chen lo xi wo dan jun ge mo li cao wei shu da da xin ge tu zu Jewe Tsoni La Tenni Gyawa Losang Chawa Yip Tenba Yurin Va Yujin